carbon, being the mystery of the mystery landscape, is intrigued by its form. So this carbon might be just the ticket that you could enhance into something meaningful and beneficial. Carbon is the conversation.
So we're not going towards silicon, which is what the nano...
No, we are not. You're leaving. As a matter of fact, you're seeing how silicon works for you. It won't even float.
So we're moving to a new carbon with less oxygen?
That's correct. They'll use silicon in the caskets for the recently departed.
And what will carbon be used? Will that be in the living water?
It will support the cloud.
What about the living water? Will it be related to that?
How very wonderful you've chosen this very public forum to go into the bill of particulars that are so precisely specific to its commonality that which you enjoy. If we answer that question, Dr. Neem's going to be cross. If we don't answer the question, you're going to be cross. Let's see.
No, I won't be. I won't be cross. I'm just showing what marvelous questions I can ask, and I appreciate the censorship.
They are good. They are very good. Yeah. So, therefore, we're back to... Is there eye cells in living water? Yes. Does eye cell contain the new carbon? Yes.
Good.
Is carbon a radial isotope of a deuterium-based derivative?
No.
Will deuterium, too clever by half, be transformed into a different baseline element? Depends on the ramification of negative pH in your world. So you're in a funny place right now because there is already negative pH, but you don't know it. There is already negative pH, but you can't gauge it. Just as though you can breathe air before you knew there was air. Just because there is cortis before you knew there was cortis, that then becomes a post-mortem reality.
Post-mortem, that means not dying, not transitioning. Or does it mean transitioning? Post-mortem, that's after death.
Mm-hmm. After death, yes. After death.
Would that be the death of the concept of death? Is how you mean it?
Basically.
In the formula C-122, Dr. Dean, the C refers to carbon, right?
Yes.
The C-122 is in the insulinose count or the cellulose? The super sugar.
It is super sugar.
Yeah, it's part of that formula. And what is that formula? Insulinose or cellulose? Which term do we use? Cellulose, right? Ion?
Yes.
Yeah, cellulose. So is the cellulose, C-122, oxygen 98.5 and hydrogen 197, or maybe it's hydrogen 197, oxygen 98, is that another way of describing the eye cell? Or is there something more in the eye cell than what we describe as cellulose?
Yes, that's just where you find it.
In that milieu. That super sugar provides the habitat for the eye cell.
Not even a new word, milieu.
Yeah. You get that, Katie? Habitat.
Yeah.
We're so excited. This is wonderful.
Yeah, we
the
can see where
DeGraw may trump after all.
Yeah, now what we do then is Finneganese people, you then go look up where Joyce used the word habitat, and that's how you find out how he got there before you.
My, how clever he is tonight, yo.
Well, I've had an 8-week break or a 2-week break or something.
What?
And I've been working with Roxanne and making great videos, which are getting closer to my lifestyle, and that makes me a little more confident, a little more sure of my words. The closer you come to portraying me, the better it is for all of us. You know, getting to the precision. If Ion is not joking in that I've gotten better, that's the reason. I've had myself translated more accurately. So did anybody in culture and recorded history from any culture have an inkling of what we're talking about other than the book of Revelation and Ezekiel?
T.J. McElhaney.
When did he exist? I've heard that name before.
1800.
And where did he, what did he, what was his specialty or pretended specialty?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce. Okay. Was that in Italy?
Louisiana.
Ah. Cajun.
Isn't that Tabasco?
It would be. Finally, Tabasco brand. But that's because of the salt. Mm-hmm. The salt licks. The salt's what it's about. The island of the salt is what that's about. But he was about hot sauce. But that came from that island Tabasco brand, which developed later. That's marketing.
Did he know what he's doing? Did he have a non-physical source? Or he stumbled on it like Joe Dunsloan? He knew.
He knew.
Did he use a non-physical source external to himself?
Yes.
Hey, was it a local medium, quote, medium? Or did he go to Parallel Worlds?
It was an extra large, Bob.
Yeah, at extra large, he went to Parallel Worlds.
Okay.
Or he brought that in. Isn't that interesting, Carol? We never thought of a chef in culture. They celebrate Da Vinci, Einstein, but they don't celebrate chefs.
He's not a chef. He's a pepper. He sells pepper pots.
Pots for pepper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pickle peppers.
Hey, Ion.
Hey.
Hey, if I take you literally when you say the white stone, that in fact it's a stone, and if it's a stone, it's got to have a carbon matrix of some kind. Describe the stone here that we know of that has a similar carbon matrix to what you refer to as the white stone.
It is the same stone. It's identical. But see, you're a little at a disadvantage because the carbon that was trying to be found, which was all along what you're trying to find or look for or see or blah, 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 working all that crap, was there all along. You just couldn't see it for your lying eyes.
What is the stone? The stone is white stone because it always was here, or was there some other mineral that Ion
said? Well, if Ion said the carbon matrix of the white stone was similar to diamond, or that's what I was looking for, Ion.
What you get is you find that carbon is alive.
The carbon is alive in the white stone.
No, it's a cake carbon is alive, stone. Period. You don't know carbon is alive. We do.
So if it's alive, it can't be defined as a matrix then, because it's always moving, it's always...
We don't know. We can define it. I mean, we don't have a problem defining it. And if you take carbon in the form of a diamond, it's also alive. That's where you're going to pick from the store information. Lots of it.
Ben, if all carbon is alive, then we're talking
about...
We didn't say all carbon.
We didn't say all carbon. Your carbon is alive. That's what makes it different. That's why I see it so great, because we have all these secrets. Oh, these secrets. We run around with these secrets. And it's all right there, plain as day. I mean, even the stupid ones can figure this one out. It's not very difficult. You're changing the landscape, so what you know as the landscape is different. Meaning, it's not that. So when you stir it all up, okay, you take macadamia nut chocolate chunk cookies. They are flour, but not exclusively. They are macadamia nuts, but not totally. They are egg, but no, sugar, no. And that combination makes it a whole new thing. Grander than the parts of its sum. Therefore, in the new combination, it's very difficult to take that back into flour once it's into a macadamia and chocolate chunk cookie, isn't it?
But yeah, to isolate any one of the components is not possible because it's not a cookie without all of those ingredients.
Correct. So carbon is not alive, but your carbon is. The one you're talking about is. That's the difference.
What is our carbon? You mean our RNA drops? Or what is
no,
yours?
No,
is it the
no. But he was asking a specific question about the element carbon. The one he was referring to was different than regular carbon, and we were saying the one he was referring to is not regular carbon like that used to be in a lead pencil.
Is that new carbon present in the planet now, everywhere?
Yes, it's always been. You just couldn't recognize it.
When you say our carbon, the carbon that's been realized now is what is different from traditional limited carbon.
Well, that's a weird way of saying y'all don't know what the hell's going on. Okay.
So it may be a mute point, but there is carbon in the RNA drops.
Yes, there is. There most certainly is, and it's a new kind of carbon.
And obviously it's living, alive carbon.
Too. And that's the difference. See, all your elements, you think you're elemental, and then you decide what things are and what they're not. That thing is the part that's alive. Well, there's more of that thing than there is any other thing, so that's the part that is alive. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Okay, is it a goddamn cookie or not? That's the answer to the question.
So, Ian, all the elements in the periodic table are alive now, or just a few of them?
No, none of that. That's not what we said at all. We made only reference to carbon because that's the only thing he asked was carbon.
Right, but are the other elements on the periodic table, are they changed and alive, the way we're describing carbon?
Osmium.
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 Is that listed on the periodic table?
There's a lot of things that we know that you can't find until you do, and then it was there all along, and then you accuse us of getting it off the Wikipedia. Oh, wait, don't look. Let us put it on the Wikipedia first so you'll be able to find it and say that's where we got it from. Nice. We love this information. It's so much fun.
Is the living carbon in the eye cell?
Yes, of course.
It's the C-122, Susanna. You know, our formula for super sugar is C-122, H-197, and O-98. That's the new matter.
Is that the C in the mystery landscape?
Well, the mystery landscape is now available to be eaten, but that is the habitat for the eye cell. So the super sugar is the, what you call this, crucible for the eye cell, and it involves new carbon. Wouldn't be new oxygen unless the decreased oxygen has been changed, and it would be a new kind of hydrogen because we're changing hydrogen. That's one of the main things that's happening. Would you agree with those words, Ion?
You're fine.
And how about 128, carbon 128?
Nope.
Nope, 122, the magic number, 122. I've emphasized it for 30 years. So Bob's in control here, right? Bob's the alchemist. What Bob says goes. I always remember that.
I was just trying to clarify what was said on the chat.
Well, I have not looked at that yet. It is not real till I look at it and, like Santa Claus, decide who's been naughty or nice. You know, so let's not quote the chat until I've reviewed it. But use other stuff.
So, Ion, remind us what C5H10O5 is.
Nothing. It's a dim memory.
Okay, so the new carbon is in the eye cell, which means it's in our bodies, and it's in the air, and it's in the water. And the hydrogen 197 is being created as a result of the depletion of oxygen. Is that correct?
Yeah, but if you're trying to do isomers, you can do that, but you still won't get there. See, that's a hydrocarbon. The C5H12, that's a hydrocarbon. This is not isomers.
I'm curious about the change in the process of living things by using the new living carbon as opposed to photosynthesis, the traditional way we think of
carbon. Oh, yeah, that's
carbon.
That's old-timey. It's like beating rocks together to make fire. We don't do photosynthesis anymore, neither do you. That's why your world is changing. That's why your planet's burning.
Burning. It's increasing. It's getting hotter.
You don't know hotter. You don't know hot from colder. You don't know that. That's relative. It's really, 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 really normal from Peru. So, yeah, it's not about up or down. It's from bias of where it was to now. Changing is always changing. So you can't use that as a moniker.
So let's get back to the new carbon then. Is there a way to compare or differentiate photosynthesis?
Yeah, one is poison and one is life. If you're a little man, you got to have the old carbon. And if you're a new man or an ascending man, you got to have the new carbon. That's easy. And when they start following him, they start taking the backhoes and digging the mass graves, you'll know the difference. Your local coroner will be able to show you.
And the new living carbon is instrumental in our accessing the cloud. Do I recall correctly that Ion once said that we are a capacitor?
Well, you are. You are a capacitor in flux.
And the carbon, the living carbon in the eye cell that is in us,
that
will enable us.
No. That is the God particle that you're trying to transform into a transfer. Once you transform, then you transfer. And that's called ascension. That's a working definition, Bobby. You hadn't got that one before.
And that's related to electricity.
Apparently, if you only knew what electricity was, it would, yes.
Then we would be ascended. We would be using. We would know how we're using electricity now.
Stop and start.
You know how you're using
don't
energy.
Don't run over.
It's okay. I know it's okay. It's fine. It's funny. It's like food in your beard. You get to enjoy it later.
Can you tell us more what electricity is? I know it's alive.
No.
Is it aware?
We didn't say.
Is electricity aware, or can you say?
It can be. Law, we feel like Kitty Carlisle on What's My Line.
Is there certain circumstances which make it aware?
Sometimes soupy sales could make it aware.
Tell us how I did that.
Oh, is this Barbara?
Yeah,
is this Dower Barbara?
Yes.
Is this Barbara?
No wonder you get
the
Queen Barbara with you. Eureka, and Soupy Sales.
You get some excitement in your voice there, Barbara.
I got some of the water from Indian Island. Is it the negative pH you were looking for?
No, but it's a good water. Don't save it.
Where'd you get this water, Barbara? Where'd you get
Indian
the water?
Island, where we told her, did what we told her to do. She got over the fence. Imagine that.
Yeah, I did. There was opening and everything.
Ta-da, you're welcome.
All kinds of... Did I do everything that you wanted me to do?
Did you?
I think I did. Yes, I did.
Okay, then. Tally-ho.
Still don't know what the outcome's going to be, but...
Did you? Well, our next question was, did you apply it? Did you apply your knowing when you crossed the bridge?
Well, yeah, I was thinking that I was in another world.
Wonderful. That's right. Good. And what you brought back from another world would be different than this world, yes?
Yes.
Good. Save it. Don't let it go away.
Is there something I can do with it?
Yes. Just save it. That's what you do with it. For now.
Okay. When I had a dream with Burns in it, was that...
It was not a dream.
So that really did happen.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Ian, you said that New Capstone owned the riparian rights to waterways.
Yeah.
And there are all these canal projects going on where new waterways are going to be constructed, and they're being financed by China, all of them.
Yes.
And the Silk Road, that's not a waterway. There's a resurrection or a retrieval of the Silk Road for trade purposes amongst the countries that are now an alliance and are kind of just forgetting all about the U.S. dollar.
Good.
Correct so far? Okay. Mm-hmm. So water is changing dramatically, even though we don't see it with our lying eyes.
No, you do see it. That's what you bitch about all the time. You do notice it. You do notice that your carbon footprint is bigger. All of a sudden, it's all about the carbon, 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 carbon. We say do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, oh, wait, there's not any water. There's not any water. Well, the world's made of water. No, there's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Here's the difference. Here's what's changing. Oxygen is changing, so it acts differently. So
H2O.
Of the world as we know it.
So H2O, the O in H2O is going away.
Changing.
So the H2O molecule.
Will no longer be a molecule.
Okay, so H2O breaks apart. It releases two atoms of hydrogen to be utilized and turned into H197 with the help of radiation in some way, the purple blue.
Okay, but I mean, that's a pretty far stretch. There's a few more.
Come on, Gene, ask about the Waterworks projects.
Brian, there's a relationship between the riparian rights that New Capstone Incorporated holds and these waterways, these new canal projects. Is there a relationship between the two of those?
Yeah.
And will you share more about that relationship or give me some details about that relationship?
Are these projects going forward as LaRouche makes them known in his papers, as LaRouche describes it? That's the issue. Is LaRouche right?
We've been doing the Lindy for a long time.
Yeah.
There's too much monarchy in the Lindy. He's too concerned that the queen is going in his bum. Therefore, every notion that he gets even halfway, half-assed right is sullied by his infrastructure with MI6. It's all on him like a very bad habit. So therefore, it's all of his bases are skewed, which is what Bob's been saying all along. Now, he made the Holy Office, blah, 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 blah. We don't even know what that means anymore, but it did. And that's fine. But it's only because he gets the construct. He just doesn't understand the reasoning and who's financing what and he's doing what. And the sky is blue, and that turns into sky is blue, and the queen is going up my bum. So it seems a bit rhetorically silly after a bit. But the words and the handling of the waterways are changing. And so those projects are going forward, but not because the Lindy said they are, and not because the queen has been defiant with how the Egyptian waterways are going to pervade the mystery landscape and every other bit of proper puffery he can pluge into a mess of strategy. But past all that, yes, they are going forward. Yes, they are being financed.
But not by the Chinese.
If China deposited money in the Federal Reserve of the United States of America, and if a check or a draft was drawn on the Treasury of the United States of America, would the United States of America be funding these projects?
That's a good question. Is the Chinese government deposited the money, or if interpreters?
See, it gets complicated. There's no such thing as China and America. You know what I mean? It's all in a membrane, a global membrane. So maybe that's the way it's not
Ion,
saying who.
Are the elders funding these canal projects, Ion?
No.
Is the U.S. funding the projects?
No.
The water projects.
Now, remember, these terms are nebulous. If he said yes, you'd have to say, well, what is the U.S.? You know what I mean? There's no such thing as the U.S. in the actual global membrane. So you wouldn't ask countries. You say, who is doing it? St. Germain, Bob, Carolyn,
Bolshevik, New Capstone. Does it matter who's financing the project?
Yeah.
That's a good question. And Ian said yes. why would it matter, Ion, since the Android meme operates on its own?
Mm-hmm. No. Slow down. We want you to ask the question proper.
Mm-hmm.
Proper requires the dropping of the degrees of separation. So you've mm-hmm. established that the elders are not paying or financing for. See, the difference between paying for and financing, too, you have to be very clever. We're very clever with this stuff. We're very we're even giving you a heads up on how you've already missed the boat, even when we answer the question. Now, you've determined who gained for these waterways being built.
Ion, the New Suez Canal project in Egypt, they're selling Egyptian bonds. I don't think Egypt uses the term bonds, but they're selling at rapid rates.
They're selling paper, yes.
So there's a whole bunch of, in fact, LaRue says anybody who's sane is investing in the New Suez Canal project.
Kudos.
Is it also important to know who is paying for the project?
The mountain is paying for the project.
That's the symbol of my quadrant. That's the Dobbs quadrant, the mountain.
Okay, so they're paying the price. They're the ones, the mountain is being affected negatively.
The shares don't apply to the ownership of the water. The shares don't even apply to the movement of the water. The shares do not even apply to owning a part of Egypt. Seems a bit nebulous, isn't it?
But is that where the riparian rights come in?
No, it is not. They don't have those rights.
Which shares are you referring to?
Are you talking about the investment in the New Suez Canal as an example?
Yes.
Of the
those
that
shares are not connected to the canal or to the rights, riparian or otherwise, to the canal.
Are the Chinese people financing the canals?
No.
Is New Capstone financing the canals?
Not required to.
Carolyn, are we involved with New Capstone?
Oh, poor Bob.
Just try to get a laugh.
We know
how to get a laugh. It's really easy.
Ion, you were talking about the difference between financing and who's providing the money and who's financing it.
Yes.
So there's two different entities at play here.
Three. You have a mandate and you have a maker. And you got CUSIPs and ISIPs that must be acquired. Big monies. You find those on Groupon, you know.
Is the Queen involved?
Oh, the Queen is not involved in CUSIP and ISIP numbers.
Is she involved in financing?
The realm is not.
The realm is not. In this particular project. Or even in any project.
In any of the waterways.
They out of money. No money.
They're not even involved in investing.
Money ain't in rubber bands, I don't want it.
You're saying the Queen does not get involved with the money level of investment. Is that what you just said?
No. Money is vulgar.
Who's going to make a wad of money in this?
No, go at it a different way. Is there a reason to own or control riparian rights that move large, vast sums of water from one geographic location to another? And if so, is there intimate gain in that residual outcome? Yes, is the answer to the question. Bob, we don't need you all. We can ask and answer our own questions.
So, Ion, there's going to be a lot of development along those canals and along those waterways.
We haven't decided yet.
So right now, Egypt is selling a bunch of shares.
Yes, look at them closely.
A bunch of
look at
people
them closely.
Are buying shares. They're buying them, but it's just
look
piece
at them
paper,
closely. Look at these shares.
Totally
these shares of what?
Okay.
The chair, look at the paper. Look at the Reg D. Look at the Reg D.
So then the numbers increase in the, what, chip body, and somebody says, look at all this money we have. But it doesn't mean they use the money to build the canal or all of the money, correct?
Any of the money.
Any of the money to build the canal. Oh, my God.
The chairs don't say anything about going to a canal.
They're just pretending to develop an economy.
From your mouth to Lyndon LaRouche's bum to the Queen. Hey, Bob, by Joe, she's figured out the whole thing.
So the water is changing. The oxygen is changing. The carbon's increasing. The carbon dioxide is increasing because the pH is lowering and it's going negative.
No, negative is not lower.
It's going negative. I misspoke there.
Yeah.
But that's
why you can't find it. See, that's the issue. That's why you can't find it. It is, but it's not a lower. It's negative. There's a difference. Potential for hydrogen, if it's negative, that means it gains hydrogen. A negative pH gains hydrogen. Potential for hydrogen, a negative would make more. If the difference between alkaline and acid is based on the potential for hydrogen, a negative pH would have a prolific deterrent between the two, would it not? Deterrent means something. Hold on. Dr. Dean, if you have an acid with, give a pH of an acid you know.
2.
Any acid with a pH of 2. If there were such thing as a negative pH, the pH of that acid would then be?
Well, yeah, we've talked about this. Would it be unregisterable because we can't register
it? No, it would be zero. It would be zero.
Yeah.
A pH of zero.
Which is unregisterable.
Okay. Until you acknowledge there is a negative pH.
Yeah,
okay, so now
right.
You just made the slide. So all you did was, do you remember your triangulation modality on your chart when you have your acid alkaline, put acid on one side and alkaline on the other, and then you put pH up and down? That would be the horizon, the Y, and X is up and down would be the difference between. So now you can make quadrants of the up and the down of negative pH. So if you took a white stone and you took a mark and did a litmus test and you can get it at zero, knowing you'd say, if you did the pH of an item and it was zero, or if it was zero, could you describe what you'd tell me regarding it?
I don't know how far you want to go. Like it eats things or it doesn't eat things.
Well, we don't know. We're asking, if you found something that had zero pH, would it be alkaline or acid?
Well, that's where the definitions that we know now with the pH we know now would not be in effect with
the pH. So you're saying that everything has a potential pH?
Well, that's what they say now.
You have to solve it. If everything is either acid or alkaline, then we have a conundrum that you can't get to. If everything is acid or alkaline or some differing difference between the two, it doesn't work.
What is the it? What doesn't work?
The creation.
If everything is either acid or alkaline or something in between, it
then there
doesn't
is no,
work.
Then there's the it is creation. Then there is no creation. It would undo creation. You've missed it all by not acknowledging a negative pH from the beginning. There must be a negative pH. Otherwise, you could never quench an acid. You're changing the pH by moving it at a plus or minus. Well, you're moving it as a plus or minus. So if you can make it minus, you can make it minus all the way back to minus all the way where it was. Can you describe the pH of baking soda?
Alkaline.
and with a pH of up to?
Well, I suppose up to 14.
Okay, and it would be pretty much the tip of alkaline base.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
As a base. So in order for you to get to 14, you have to come from zero.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. They're saying baking soda has a pH value of 9.
Okay, well, that's fine. We'll take it at that. But 9 works.
Yeah.
If you got to 9, that's gauged on acid, alkaline, base. 7 is neutral, as you say it, yes? All we're saying is that 0 is neutral.
Perfect. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And if you move 7 to 0, then you can explain negative pH in 1 second, because now you can change an acid to an alkaline in 7 steps, even from a negative. So, can you make carbon dioxide an acid? The pH of carbon dioxide is?
Well, to work pH with something that doesn't have hydrogen atoms, how does that work?
Well, precisely. Precisely. That's where it fails. That's where the whole pH fails.
Now, they say carbon dioxide can change the pH of water. This is how it works. Carbon dioxide dissolves slightly in water to form a weak acid called carbonic acid, H2CO3, according to the following reaction. CO2 plus H2O yields H2CO3.
So the pH of your carbolic acid would be?
Carbonic acid, not carbolic acid.
Go bolic.
Okay, but look, this is cute. After that, carbonic acid reacts slightly and reversibly in water to form a hydronium cation, H3O+, and the bicarbonate ion, HCO3-, according to the following reaction, H2CO3 plus H2O.
That's the closest you'll ever get to explaining negative pH right there.
Right, because then they say this chemical behavior explains why water, which normally has a neutral pH of 7, has an acidic pH of approximately 5.5 when it has been exposed to air in which the air has carbon dioxide and in which the air now is changing, so it has either more or less carbon dioxide.
And that minus position that they lay out, and the only reason they say that is because their shit doesn't work without it. They made it up to make it work because it doesn't work otherwise, is how you will prove negative pH. Inquiring minds want to know.
Because if you take that neutral position of water and just mix it with carbon dioxide, you drop the pH into the acidic realm. And what does that tell us?
That a negative pH occurred, not changing alkaline to acid, but made it two things. Call it then something else. Okay, well, if you're saying it's something else, this is a cookie, this is flour. Once it has negative pH applied, we don't care if you do that, but you just got to recognize it was negative pH that caused it to be from flour to cookie.
They are using, hydrogen is involved in the process, you know, with the...
Of course. That's the potential for hydrogen is the whole point. So are there items in this realm that have no hydrogen?
Yeah, I mean, they're in hydrogen, surrounded by hydrogen.
Well, okay, then they're in hydrogen. So there's no thing with that. Can there be things without oxygen?
Same.
You can't live on pure oxygen. It's too much. Mm-hmm. You can live on pure hydrogen, but you have to come into a tank, a decompression tank, to change, guess what, CO2 in the body. So you don't get the bend. So in the body is what we're talking about. So and let's apply it to blood gas. Oh, arterial cutdowns. Here we go. If you do a blood gas in the meat sack body, an average one would be?
Yeah,
if the pH and the H are inconsistent, the arterial blood gas is probably not valid. I don't know what that means.
Say it again.
Yeah, look,
hold on. Say it again.
If the pH and the H plus are inconsistent, the arterial blood gas is probably not valid.
That proves negative pH. Hold on. That proves. That's how they're trying to explain. They're trying to prove to you that negative pH doesn't exist. If why would they care to say that sentence unless there were negative pH?
Okay.
That's how you begin. So they recognize the issue. They just don't want to deal with it.
Right. So this this little statistic box I have, if the pH of the blood glass gas is, they're saying, ranges from 7 up to 7.65. Beyond that, the pH 7.35 is acidemia, and pH 7.45 is alkalemia. So it's way narrow. But they're putting, like, at the pH 7, they're saying the approximate H plus in millimoles per liter is 100. And it goes down to at 7.65 pH, the hydrogen, it's 22, bubble like that one. So, yes, there's a variation in hydrogen molecules according to the
and
pH that they measure.
This applies. This is how you'll prove the point, because you can't argue it. You can't, and that's been there forever. We didn't think that up. We didn't even add that. We didn't go to Wikipedia and put that in or any of that stuff. That always is. Okay, so we're going with what they say, and they acknowledge it. If they acknowledge it, then why can't you all? So let's clean it up. We took you there on purpose so you have another working example to deal with this particular. And that particular includes application of negative pH to a normal blood gas reading would be the answer blah. And then that's the fill in the blank. Then you come back to changing we're too clever by half. We have to stop there and say, okay, is there a question?
Lower pH lowers the hemoglobin's affinity and carrying capacity for oxygen, correct?
That's correct, and that's good. That's right, and that's good. But if you achieve that with a negative pH, it has no effect on oxygen.
Yeah, that's a perfect statement because we know we're getting rid of oxygen, so we don't need so much oxygen, and the negative pH will foster the lack of oxygen.
The new change. That's what your phlebotomists are starting to notice in your blood supply.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be long until the American Red Cross will decide that there's something going terribly wrong with the blood. And the old hymn that there's power in the blood, power in the blood of the Lamb will start being rang from the hilltops.
You also said before, commenting on a question about cell absorption, that we can't run a negative pH and have gut issues.
That's right. Probiotics don't change an antibiotic.
And you've also shared that the changing environment is not going to include agriculture or food as we know. We don't need it. Now,
you already don't eat it. You don't eat food. Food eats you.
My question then is, water is usually important to maintain food production.
Well, yeah, that's changing. See, that's why they're saying everything you put in your body causes you to be obese and diabetic. Everything has changed because the new sugar, you must have the new sugar. If you don't come to the new sugar, you're not going to have it. So sugar substitutes is the pornography of the coitus world. Those are not genuine, okay? They're imitation. They'll say, yeah, we can see Dr. Dean's arm slipping out of our sleeve. It satisfies the body's craving for sweetness, but it doesn't do any good as far as allowing the body to metabolize sugars. It's better to have a little of the sugar rather than the imitation sugar, specifically aspartame. We can hear her blowing now. We don't care. We say each treatment, but don't bother us. But the point is, that's the counterfeit issue that they're trying to find the answer to. Meanwhile, your body is craving. It is looking for the stone, Isom Lee. Better get it queued up, Bob. I want it soon. Isom Lee Trio, looking for the stone. People are eating themselves to life or death. They are consuming anything they can consume to get the white stone. They are eating everything, thinking, oh, that's carbs. Okay, that's the carb, carb. What's a carb? Carbo, carbon, carb, carb, carb. Eat it. Anyway, let's see. Oh, it's in this. Okay, no, it's in this. No, it's in this. And so, no, eat protein. Eat lean protein. There's carbon in that. No, no, carb. Oh, no, that's not. That's protein. Protein isn't carb.
Stop it.
Wait, no.
Stop. Okay.
It goes on and on and on and on and on. But you're eating everything, trying to find the white stone. You're eating yourself until you find the white stone. That's what they're doing. They are absolutely eating themselves to death.
Well, I'm just wanting to go back to the water part of riparian rights, and are they even valuable if we are going to see the environment have water come up from under the ground? Water is changing. It's not going to be the same. Is it going to still be valuable?
But rights won't. Yes, but rights won't. Even if water changes, rights won't.
The rights won't be valuable.
The rights won't change. If you have the riparian rights of a waterway, whether or not there's water in the waterway or not does not have any effect on the riparian rights.
Is there a benefit to having the riparian rights if there's no water?
Yes.
Can you elaborate?
What is the right to if there's no water?
We didn't say there was no water. You said water's changing, and we didn't say anything.
Okay, so you have the rights to the changing water.
We already do, but yeah.
And the changed water, will it be as valuable as water is now?
1,000 times more. And you don't even know the value of water now. So even that becomes a nebulous non sequitur.
Well, we know we need it to survive, or we think we do.
Yeah. It's good for making bread, yeah. It allows the yeast to work. The water lets the yeast make carbon, eat it. It eats the sugars. It makes carbon dioxide. It blows it up. Blows it up. Then we knead
like
it down, and then it blows it up. Then we knead it down, and it blows it up. We love it. Blow it up. Mm-hmm. The negative pH of carbon dioxide in a yeast-forming gluten. Oh, wait. Where would an amino acid fit in such a vague, nebulous equation?
Okay, so it's going to be used to make RNA drops, and that's what we need to live on.
Ooh, no, you need a better life. You don't need RNA drops. That's old school, darling. That was just getting you ready.
Okay.
You need a better life. You want living water, and you want bread of life. And you're becoming, it's all well. We got this one. We got your forehead, honey.
Do amino acids offset the negative pH of the gluten goo you just described?
That has to be, must be filtered through Dr. Dean.
Dr. Dean, how do amino acids relate to negative pH?
What am I, chopped liver?
happy Rosh Hashanah.
No, all Ion said, Gene, was that amino acids come into this, and you know that's probably got to do with the lysine and trimethylglycine in the RNA drops that will be part of the bread of life.
Ta-da! See how easy that is?
And probably, Ion, the trimethylglycine...
a negative pH.
Yes.
Exactly. Negative pH.
But whatever you do, don't tell anybody. That's all we're saying.
Just us 11 listeners are privy.
You're muted, Bob. Not a word. What?
We'll put it in the archives. We'll put it everywhere, and then we'll see if we can re-added information farm to make it a big banner, so it'll be safe forever. It'd be great.
And, of course, Bill doesn't understand or believe any of this stuff, so Bill would not make it 12 people. He could be the 12th person, but he refuses to.
If it's just us, why do you guys need the riparian rights? Are you going to be feeding all the little people?
Ooh,
are we negotiating
no.
with the little people?
Ooh, no, rights. We want to get shed of the little ones.
Yeah, we're Nazis. We don't care.
Right, I know, but I mean, it's like the rights
know.
From...
I know.
Ooh, I mean, if all the little people are going to go away, why would we sign this and do what we want? Why do we need rights for?
We aren't.
What? Roxanne is our leader. We are Berlin Nazis. Roxanne is retrieving the Fifth Reich.
You said, what are you waiting on? We aren't.
We are here. You have made E.T. contact, Barbara. That remember, you have E.T. contact and all that it implies happening right here every Saturday.
Just remember that the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
And anything you say may be held against you.
Especially if it's supple and cushy and warm.
So if we're not going to have water, how are we going to take showers and stuff?
You won't. You won't get dirty.
And we'll have lighter bodies, made of more light.
We won't even have bodies. We won't have bodies.
No, wait, no, that's interesting. Lighter as opposed to darker, or lighter as opposed to heavier?
As opposed to heavier, and also lighter, like...
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with that. That has to do with gravity. You just change the gravity, and you're lighter.
Okay, take that away. Okay, light, I was thinking of, aspheric, like aluminum.
It's all about the base. It's all about the base. No travel.
What, big butts? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the base. No travel.
Like baseline, like you mean like neutral, like negative pH? Is that what you're saying?
No, baby, we're bringing booty back.
Well, that's what I said about the. I said butt first, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. I don't get it.
You're trying to make some reference about your physical shape or form, and we're trying to point out how absolutely inappropriate and ridiculous that is. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, no body. No body.
It's just no body.
Our all body. But even body doesn't make any difference. That's all now relative. So now you won't have to tuck us. Yeah, that's right. No, it's the Goyish clump again, man. We knew it was something.
I just was talking about the bodies or no bodies. I mean, right now we have bodies, correct, Ion?
Would you like to?
Well, okay. I'm trying to understand this.
Well, yeah, you're trying to say, am I going to get better looking or worse looking? We go, well, it depends on what you're looking at now, if that's a better or worse position.
Okay.
Am I
going to
be hotter or colder? Well, it depends on are you hot or cold now. Is the new body you're going to have as hot as your old body now? Well, is your body now hot? Betty White is.
Okay. Well, Betty White.
Guess what? I'm still hot. That's a good one. Put that on the YouTube channel.
Okay.
So you can eat.
Okay, so we just. Maybe we just stop.
With Rihanna. Rihanna's on that too. It'd be great.
Let's talk about electricity. Gene, you wanted to bring electricity up, didn't you?
We haven't finished the riparian rights of the tuckus and the shape of your body, and if you have a body, and if your body's hot, and if or not, you are like Betty White. That's what we're working on right now.
But that's silly. So last night, whoever brought the electricity, we went.
Okay,
in,
go
we,
fill the fish. Carry on.
Yeah. Who am I, chopped liver? Okay.
That's silly.
I'm quoting Nancy. Anyways, we discussed electricity last night, and I successfully defined it. Ian asked me to define it, and we did. Unfortunately, it has to be censored. And so I'm very interested in how close you guys get to what happened last night. So I'm all for exploring electricity, and I will encourage the questioning as much as possible, even though I'm shocked at the liver.
Okay. Do we want electricity to go away so that we can have Coldplay?
No.
Okay, is electricity still going to exist?
Yes.
Gene, are you still here?
Yes.
Can you, Ion,
she has some pretty pointed questions she wanted to ask.
Oh, never mind.
And it's
we already never mind. It's a good day.
No, I wasn't talking to you.
We never mind.
We weren't talking to you, Ion.
Yeah, but well, that's good. That's fine. But never mind. It's the best place you can go to from here.
You and Bob were talking about the hand of God being a representation of when we descended and when we separated from our power.
Power, electricity, energy.
Correct.
Yes.
And there was a spark between those two fingertips.
There are, and the fingernail. It's the fingernail is what touched it.
The fingernail. Well, what do you know?
Once again, all the way through history, it's very clear. People think we're new. We're not new. We're hidden in every step of the way. Every place we said, look here, look here, look here, look here, look here, look here. Every step, everything, every bastion of anything you call wonderful, there it is. Everything.
We never really did separate, did we, Ion?
No, you didn't.
We just think we did.
That's
so that
correct.
Spark, that external representation of electricity outside of our own...
Of a separation from your God power to power.
So we're not getting rid of it. It was always, it's always been there. It always is. We always have access to it. We always
getting back to God. We're trying to get you back to God. That's why we can be so glib and say, go on and die. Go on and take your I'm so old, I want to die pills quick. We say, take strychnine, take arsenic. We say, get happier, get out, we'll help.
Go ahead and try.
You know, it's no problem because it's no problem. And once you let go, then all of a sudden, it's, oh. You get to the end of your rope, and people say, tie a knot and hang on. We say, you get to the end of the rope, turn loose, you're 6 inches off the floor. Because if you tie a knot and hang on, what are you hanging on to? Let it go.
So electricity is power.
Elocution is proper.
And the ground is no longer the planet. It has nothing to do with the planet.
It's not a mystery. And right now the ground is a mystery. The mystery landscape, but no more. Oh, wait, we already went into that in the chat. Bob, you should rehack the chat. We did this some time ago.
So I have to write down. Electricity begins to be discussed half confidently by Gene.
God, Bob, when are you ever going to drop me?
A little help from our friends. She's going to make it okay.
despite you.
Despite Bob. Everything is despite Bob, of course.
Yeah.
I guess so.
We are despite Bob. It's
You're great. Easily distracted, Gene. It's proved it again.
It's a perception. It's a perception you're stuck on about me.
No, you think I'm referring to you. You think that the word Gene refers to you. Anything said about Gene, you think it's you. There's many Genes in the world.
Like Levi Strauss.
The last payday, Gene had a conversation with Ion and asked Ion if there was any need for electricity run through wires, and Ion responded emphatically, no.
Correct. Copper seems to be a problem. If your wire's made of copper. Copper's a problem. Hey, Dr. Dean, does copper have a pH?
I suppose so. What do you think?
We don't think.
I know. I'd rather look at the moon right now than go back downstairs to my computer.
Well, then grab your little camera thingy and take a snapshot of it. You really want to have some fun. Take a digitized version of it.
Is the moon going to change in the new environment?
It already has. But your eyes won't see it. From the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Why?
Remember, it's getting closer. Moon's getting closer.
And if I take a digitized picture, then I might see something.
you will see a digitized image, which you are much more easy to see. You notice when you look at a digital image, you don't have as much regard for it. You say, oh, that's just imagery.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, I saw a picture of that. Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. People got to Photoshop that shit ain't real.
So the pH of copper. Let's find the pH of copper. Did anyone look it up yet?
Is it copper sulfate?
There is a copper sulfate and a sulfite and a bisulfate.
Is that coal play in the background?
4.0.
They're talking about, I guess, a copper compound, you know, a copper along with another molecule like sulfur, copper sulfite, would have more of a pH than just plain copper. So what would that be? You take copper filings? I don't know.
You just make a compound. You emulsify it in something else, the same way you make water.
Right.
Same way.
Hey, hi, I'm Madeline's freaking out because she was looking up copper, and you said Carolyn's the only one, so she thinks you can't see her. Did you know that Madeline was looking up copper?
Yeah, we said Carolyn's the only one because she was asking if anyone else was doing it. Speak,
yes, Madeline, you did not speak. You are not seen until you speak. Anyways, Lynette, you missed me twice in L.A. What's wrong with you, Lynette? If you had stayed in touch with the whole scene, you could have had $500 worth of drink on my ticket.
Tab.
My tab. Yeah, tab, that's the word.
Tab.
But no, oh, Lynette's over there fucking a dog or something, you know, over near El Pacino, and misses out on everything, you dumb genius.
I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Bob showed up at Huntington Park. Why aren't you asking questions, Lynette, instead of typing idiocies over there in the chat line? I mean, you people are disgusting. I mean, you're over there typing among yourselves, and you have ET contact here. The Exes have landed, and you don't even participate. I mean, pitiful.
Well, we drugged them over there. We started out over there when you were doing your whatever.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah. That was nice. That was a good move.
They're showing their ascension, they think, by
being indifferent. Yeah, you don't know you have. The ascended person craves ion. That's the new rule. You must crave ion or you're not ascended.
Lockdown Bob rule.
Yeah, lockdown ion rule via Bob and a little help from Connie.
All they're talking about is how the pH of water in a copper pipe and how it affects it. So I'm not seeing anything about
it. Describe that. Describe it. Does copper affect pH?
Well, they're saying pH can affect copper, and we know that. And erosion.
So what does that have to do with wormholes?
Oh, well, wormholes.
Yeah. See, now look at that. See, when we use the degree of separation question, y'all can't answer it, and you expect us to. Go figure that one out.
I was listening to an interview with Manjeer Samantha Lawton, who had some interesting stuff to say about black holes and light coming out of them and electricity coming out of them and how there is a black hole in the middle of the Earth and there are black holes inside of us, and in fact that they're sort of not something that devours creation, but they're creative. Anyway, is she on to something?
No, but Calithia told us that once you go black, you never go back.
So there's nothing there?
Well, no. We didn't say all that. We just, it'd be okay. You say there's black holes on the Earth. Okay, that's fine. But then you start all that other rah, and then the subjugation that goes along with it does not apply. But are there black holes? Of course there are. Are there wormholes? Of course there are. Are they rampant everywhere? Yes. they are? Can you control them? You don't even know where they are. You have to ask us if they are or not. If you knew they were, you would be using them. And once you open them, you need to figure out how to close them, because if you don't figure out how to close them, you're going to merge a world.
Ion, I didn't ask if there are black holes. I mean, I don't understand this stuff, but it sort of feels like...
More than a theory.
So it seems like electricity comes out of us. I'm actually clipping my fingernails while I'm listening to this and putting them in my little disgusting fingernail box.
Good.
If electricity comes out of black holes, and
they start right there. Electricity does not come out of black holes. Black holes are a vacuum.
Good.
They're a vacuum. They don't come out of it. There are black holes. There's lots of them. But they are not a conduit for electricity. They also have no pH.
All right. So
wandering in the wilderness.
A conduit for electricity,
is
what
aluminum
I'm seeing on aluminum. Okay.
Right. It's conduit.
So that seems that low pH, I don't know about negative pH, but it has an effect and not a good effect on copper.
Correct.
Corrosive.
So therefore your cobalt would never be able to be put on the grid.
Ain't that a fact? Oh man, is that
but
really
carbon,
being driven home right
carbon
now?
Carbon makes a really good conductor of electricity.
And we're carbon, right?
See, no one else seems to feel that way.
Is that why diamonds are used, or there's been conversation, Ion, you've talked about diamonds in computers?
Yes, there's a new storage, but that has nothing to do with storage, with conduit. Carbon is not a good conduit for electricity. It's not a conductor of electricity. We appreciate your words.
But carbon is?
Carbon is not. Carbon does not.
No, carbon is not.
Copper does, but carbon does not. Negative pH apparently has some effect on copper. That's the mystery that you wouldn't like to see.
Very impressed with your questions tonight, Susanna. You're really doing
it
good.
It seems to be...
They're actually together tonight. It's beautiful. We appreciate it.
Yeah, actually, we're getting somewhere with a little help from Susanna.
And
Ion.
Yeah.
So, Ion, copper won't conduct coldplay.
Oh, yes, it will. It most absolutely will. It will.
Okay, will you repeat what you said about copper?
Negative pH effects copper. And the affect is one you don't want to engage with coldplay, apparently.
Remember 5 years ago, Carolyn, old JW was really keen on buying out copper. I remember that. He was nuts on it. Very enthusiastic.
You said that the pH graph, if you change the 7 to 0.
Yes.
You talked about an XY and a Y axis.
Triangulation, yes.
What we're seeing here is about a low pH. That's a different axis.
We don't like low and high. That's your trouble. You may be saying negative is low. That's not.
No.
Acid. Well, we know, but the low number is acid. A high number is alkaline. Negative changes all that. If you move it to zero, now you're saying that you have a weak alkaline that is an acid. It's like, well, no, wait a minute. That doesn't work. Well, how much negative do you put on a positive? Hold on. What you're trying to get to, apparently, is the difference or the subjugation of how to express negative pH in a flora and a fauna. If you have a way to apply negative pH that works every single time without fail or exception, it becomes a meme. Once the meme is embraced, then it can be entailed and applied, like applied sciences or any other mathematical equation or intrinsic wherewithals.
that's how someone said a smartphone was smart. So it got smart. So that's okay. All you're trying to do is ask the question. Now, let's get a few more words from you softly. Don't go far because we're going to clean it up as we go. Go ahead.
Negative pH.
Yes.
Is not discussed anywhere.
Right, and yet. It will be said. We discuss it. We say it always has been. You say it does not exist because it's never been. We say it always has been. And we're fixing to prove it. Once we prove it, then it'll be, well, that's ridiculous. That's always been. There's always been a negative pH. That's what they're going to say. And it's like, where the whore motherfucker some of the bitches right now saying that? Ain't two on the planet besides Dr. Dean. It won't be 1 minute.
Well,
here's our paper on it. We've written papers on negative pH. Go ahead.
The effect of negative pH on copper is totally different than low pH.
That's correct. And it's not a bad thing. It just changes it. That's what you want to note, is the change. We've gone a long way, about an hour around the mountain, just to get back to what we put in the original text, which is going to be the moniker for tonight.
Have we seen that effect?
Yes.
Can you help me remember when I've seen it?
Fringe.
Fringe.
Amber?
No.
When on Fringe? Hmm.
Season 2.
Hello. Lisa from Australia.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Alicia, how you doing?
Hey. Hi.
Oh, good.
We've been playing on the chat all night, haven't we?
We have. I just had this machine, I don't know, some health thing down the road, and it's come back that my immune system was as low as you could possibly get, which I find amazing.
Good.
Does that have anything to do about negative pH?
Yes, it does. Your QX doesn't work.
It came up like you're low, and they tried selling me everything, and I said, no, I take.
Your QX doesn't work.
Oh, is that what it is?
I know, it doesn't work, because it was fine when it was set to the old world, but you aren't. Your immune system is as low as it possibly can go, because you're ascending. You don't have need of it.
Cool. That's what it's about. It's to do with the ascension and us, but not going into the carbon, not us. Oh, not
but
us.
See, the problem is that machine is gauged for little men. So if you were a little man, you'd be dead. So good.
Well, that's what I figured. I'd be dead.
You figured correctly.
Very much alive.
Figuring is not thinking. Liars always figure, but figures never lie.
Very good. Thank you, Ian.
You know you're welcome, always. Guess have some bubble and squeak.
I was commenting to Bob that now I realize that the most important is speech. I was thinking a lot about language. And, for example, how animals that are non-physical, how they communicate, and how their range of frequencies are supposed to be much more brighter than ours.
They pick up on you. They pick up on your frequency, and they respond. They know when there's danger. They know when something's afoot. They know when you're being cuddly. They know when you're sad. They know when you're dead. They still stay with you anyway. It's all good because they feel it, you see. They are a feeling. You are not. And that emotion that's transmitted, and everything, the oomph of you from a frequency standpoint, that's how you click with some and don't click with others.
This new language you are trying to learn from you, I would like just to know more about that.
The language of the angels?
The new way in which we should be communicating.
We say that look in the confines of your mind for all the bits and pieces in the conduit that was laid. Bob, do you remember the conduit
the water hose, the riser diagram, and the labyrinth of the mind, and how we went and how it moves thoughts from the long-term and short-term memory from the frontal lobe down into the different cores of the cortexes, and lays out back of how it affects the hypothalamus and how that connects and runs from the neural pathways and those that get reset and the neuropathy that comes thereof and all those nerve endings that move you into a fear base or move you into a schizophrenia base or move you into every other problem of the mind that you can't answer from a position of not knowing, all those things.
I do remember. I played it on old paydays. We've played it.
That's exactly, sort of like a resume from
what happened in Babylon.
We love Babylon. That's exactly what she's laid out in perfect. It's not Babylon, it's Babel. It's a different place. But we love Babylon. So the ancient Sumerian Hebrew Lord, it's a long story. We'll have to tell you how the Moabites overcame them. It's so wonderful. Beyond that, she's laid this out there perfectly, you see.
Who's she?
The speaker.
Roxana, okay.
Laid it out perfectly, because look here what happened. She's laying out this right way to ask the question. Hey, Ion, I'm sort of fucked up on speech. Now I'm thinking about talking right. Speaking has nothing to do with it. Let's talk right. Okay, now guess what? Now it opens up a whole other realm, because now you're starting to go at it from a different perspective, a perspective that I've been thinking about. And then I thought, no, I know about speech and how it works.
It's angel talk, but this is new speech.
She's asking correctly the ones that will affect the neural pathogens.
Well, is she capable of asking a second question?
Well, we may have ruined it eternally because we were on a roll so far, but
what's the next thought you got, Roger? It was sweet. Yeah, just like the Moabites when they fucked up with the Tower of Babel and end up in Mars, right?
Babel.
Oh, Babel. Okay.
Babel.
So go ahead, next point. Just say fine to Ion. He won't listen to me, but he'll listen to you.
I love when he's playing with these sounds.
yeah, sounds. That's what he's doing.
It's like so James Joyce. It's not really words. But what was he trying to do, for example, when he was playing with words, like he was trying to retrieve this language that we...
Who are you referring to? When you say he, who are you referring... Oh, okay.
Sometimes Ion does these types of games with words, too. Like, for example, Shakespeare, all the great writers were always inventing words that don't exist, like the ones we have are not enough.
See, that's the mystery landscape. It's never complete. You never complete it. You want to, you think you have, and then you move on to the next. See, you obfuscate everything you create so you can have something new. When you're really not creating anything new under the sun, you're coming back. It's a back. You're coming back to your place of power. And you're eliminating, cross-eliminating every other possibility in the process. That's why you look for everything to bring you joy, and everything that brings you joy is fleeting. You look for everything you can do to be happy, and none of that brings happiness. You love them till you hate them, and you hate them to love them, and you love to hate to love them, hate them, hate them, love them, hate them. And it's over. And then you're back, and then you're like, well, where was I? And you don't even remember where you started. Okay, I got over that, and I'm over him. Now I'm ready for her, and she's there, and that's over, and it's over. I'm looking for love in all the wrong places, and then I don't know what love is, and what's love got to do with it, and then I go on and on and on. It kind of goes. So you find yourself. You find yourself.
Say fine, Rocky. Say fine.
Circling.
Say fine. Take your power. Go fine. It just goes off. You gotta say fine.
No. You circle the wagons, and then in circling the wagons.
It's like the Alabama Shake. Just all these old blues cliches done very nicely by Ion, but still cliche. So say fine. And
Alabama cliche. It's not a cliche in Alabama.
The confusion with the emotions, I think, has to do also with this confusion with words, like
disassociation with words. It's disassociation with words. You say the words you don't mean, just like there. Disassociation. You pick a word, and now that's not the right word. That is the right word. No, it's not. That's not what I meant. Well, that's what I thought. Well, that's what I thought, but I didn't think I meant that. I thought I meant to say this, but I said that. I know, but I'm listening.
Yeah, maybe they're talking from the German,
you know,
because
what I
German
heard. Well, no, we love the German. Sehr schön. It's sehr schön. Sehr schön. Sehr schön. That's what we'll do to her. We'll say fine to you. We say fine. Sehr schön. That's it. That works backwards, too. Sehr schön. Okay. So now. This
Roxy,
is your
Ion is forcing you to speak up. Or he'll just go on and run all over you. You just speak up.
But don't talk over him. It's really,
then what
it's
happens?
Like,
then what happens?
But I think he's so funny when he's doing that, so that I can't
you're enjoying
and say vibe.
Look what you're doing. Do you see what you're doing? You're laying out almost perfectly the whole fight with grammar.
I was telling Bob that people don't need grammar.
You're arguing for the position that we live in a grammarless reality. Now, we are literal, so we must have some rule that we go by. Otherwise, it's just harem scarem. That's the only way you can contain us, is with grammar. If you do not have grammar, we will literally, pardon the pun, we will literally disembowel you.
Aren't we going to have some sort of telepathy, and is that really necessary?
We already do.
The need for grammar, I don't really understand if we are then going to communicate telepathically.
If you don't have rules and if you don't have rules and
there is no coherence.
If you don't have rules, you have if you have no rules and
say fine, Roxy, say fine.
No,
if you don't have any rules and
Roxy, why don't you ever say fine? You gotta say fine.
If you have
take your power.
If you have no rules, then
enjoy. This is like one of Roxy's compositions. I was playing jamming with Roxy.
If you have no rules,
that's a card trick, Ian. You've done it.
If you have no rules, then telepathy, define its usefulness.
Very cool.
Now you have free range telepathy, no problem. But until it's communication, it doesn't apply. That's what you're saying. You're saying, well, we say, well, you already have telepathy, but you don't know the rules. So, therefore, you aren't able to engage it successfully. We have folks that still hear our Melting Titanium show. No problem. They still run it. One of the best sessions we ever had, ever of all the sessions, was with Margarita. Not a word was spoken.
Well, half the session. It was only half an hour, not the whole session.
And it was still more than you've done in total. Still brings her to tears to this day.
Yeah, she doesn't even show up anymore.
You say it's the best session. There was some sort of communication, of exchange?
There was.
With no words?
No words spoken. And it's digitally recorded forever.
And JW ejaculated.
How do you communicate without words?
You get a brown cow.
Is there any way to communicate with no words?
Yes, there is.
and it's the way you've been communicating all along. It's the same way your beasts communicate. Remember how we made this full circle? See, we told you we were going to get you there. Your beasts know, and you don't have to say anything to your beasts. They know when you're scared. They know when you're afraid. They know when you love them. They know when you're cross. They know how you feel. They know when you're hungry. They know when you got to go to the bathroom. They know when you're anxious. Your body responds to you autonomically. Communication is also autonomic, but you make the rules so you can fit it into everyone else's autonomy. You're trying to make your kingdom fit into everyone else's, and that's why you have little men. They're trying to fit in someone else's realm, and it never works. Well, why do they have more money? How can that goddamn Bob spend $100,000 on Renew in a bathtub and just pull the plug? People trying to get that damn Renew and just give their dab of it. Don't come with a fingernail polished bottle full of nails. Ain't enough to spit over, and that crazy bastard's getting a bathtub full. Who the hell does he think he is? Blah, blah, blah. That's in Bob's world. That's not in your world. And so communication is how you get into someone else's world. And so therefore we say stay out of everybody else's world and perfect your own, but that's the point of communication. That's why the beasts do it. They do it without, they can do it ineffably. Beasts can do it ineffably. But if you have to bring them in down to your level, they'll bark at you. Say, come on, let's cross that. Rough. My life and experience with you has been rough. I used to have pleasure, but then now with you, it's only rough. Can you notice how we're getting softer and softer and softer? Because we want you to get louder and louder and louder and louder. But what we want to do is show you a way to have a communication that breaks and goes beyond it. Okay? JW and Carolyn have a pretty good way of engaging. And it works really good. He has parameters and limits, so does she. They rarely go over those parameters and limits. They're both viable. They're both live, and they're both real. And they don't ever overstep them. They always go up to it, but they don't go past that. And it works out really good because then you give space and room for more communication. Because otherwise you overlap them and nothing communicates. But if you can get to that, right to that level, then hold back for a second, then solutions come, direction come, other choices show up, answers to anomalies do ensue. And that's what you're trying to say about the communication side. If you dropped your barriers, enlarged your kingdom, and stopped trying to keep up with the Joneses, you would be telepathically doing it all the time. Does that help a bit?
A lot.
Nice. And it makes no difference the language, darling. It's the words that are spoken is the essence of creation.
What's the difference between words and language in that sentence?
Babel, as you say it, Babel. Babel. Babel.
So you would say words without semantic meaning?
When you do, that's babel.
Can you say words without semantic meaning that is not angel talk?
Yes.
That's what you're pointing to.
Yes. The same way your beasts know when you're upset without you saying a thing.
So you can speak knowing it already happened.
No. No. What she's trying to say is how to do it without speaking. How do you communicate without speaking? That's what this whole thing is. Come on,
Well, you do it by knowing it's already happened.
Oh, Lord, suffering cats. Then why do we just spend 45 minutes going through all this blobbity crap? Okay,
well,
do whatever Bob said. That's good.
Yeah,
hey,
dude, if Bob doesn't get it, nobody gets it. So you gotta in the end, bring it back to me and explain it so I get it. Then everybody gets it.
Yeah, we're bringing booty back.
So words are silence. Words and power are silence.
Power is not.